Today's sponsor, W Films. W Films is a full-service video production company located in Lewis, Delaware. Need help getting your message out on social media? How about creating a brand film for your company's website? W Films experts can help you create the perfect video and help you get the social media attention you've been looking for. W Films also specializes in marketing materials for real estate. They can provide cinematic video tour, HDR photography, and a fully immersive 360-degree tour to help your property get sold faster and for more money. To find out more, go to wfilmsmedia.com or call 302-569-0725. 302-569-0725. Everyone has a story. Let us tell yours. All right. Good morning. Welcome back. This is the I'm Sorry About Last Night podcast, part of the Social Podcast Network, www.socialpodcastnetwork.com. Local folks doing local podcasts. Good morning. It is June 14th, 2022. It is a Tuesday. Beautiful here on the Delmarva. Hope everyone is doing well. Hope everyone has been doing well. I'm trying to figure out when I last did this podcast. I know it was sometime last week. Not much is going on. Had a great weekend. Just really focusing our lives on family. And I don't mean like constantly, but just really trying to take a different approach this year. And spending time with our kids and family and just having fun. And yesterday was my day off. I did work. In fact, I think I shared, last week, but my wife has decided to be a stay-at-home mom. So we are trying to figure out how to survive on one income. And that is interesting. So I did work yesterday because now I'm really, I don't know, it's kind of strange. I've changed sort of my whole thoughts and approach towards work now that I'm the only one that's providing income. You know, when you have a person like your wife or your husband that helps you, or you share the responsibility, or you do it together or whatever, you feel a little less stress. I mean, you know, twice the income, twice the fun. But when you are the only one providing income, which is absolutely what we decided, my wife and I sat and chatted about it, and we thought that it would be fun to at least try. So we're giving it a shot, but it was a conversation that we had. But now that I am the guy that's providing the income, I'm open to working more. Or not necessarily working more, but, you know, like taking on other things. Like yesterday, I'm usually off on Mondays. I had a client that had been trying to get in. And that's a, you know, it's a kind of another thing. You know, there was a time when I first got into the business that I'm in, I worked like 5 to 6 days a week from 8 to 9, you know, open to close, grinding it out, and, you know, building my book, establishing myself in the business, and, you know, getting to a point where I could, you know, provide enough money to my family that we could survive. Well, and then over time you get busier and busier, and then you, or me, I should say, works a little bit less. I stopped working on Mondays, and I used to be proud of working on Mondays. Mondays was the day. You know, nobody was open on Mondays. Traditionally in the hair industry, you know, hairdressers work on Saturday. And this, I think, is from like a long time ago, you know, way back in the day. But maybe people didn't usually work on Saturdays. You know, maybe there was a time in our lives where we just worked Monday through Friday and we had weekends off. But like every good American or good human being, we, you know, decide, hey, why not work on Saturdays? So I think hairdressers probably, and I don't know the history of this, to be honest with you, I'm just guessing, but hairdressers worked on Saturdays. So it was a tradition, if you were in the hairdressing business, to be off on Sundays and Mondays. Like Sunday and Monday was your weekend. So I used to spend a lot of time working on Mondays. I'm like, shit, if everyone's taking off on Mondays, this is a good opportunity to build a book. And I did. It was great. But, you know, years of doing that, and eventually I was like, you know, I'm done working on Mondays. And it actually really started when we started doing podcasting, because we do a lot of the Rehoboth Social podcast on Mondays and Wednesdays. So I started taking Mondays off. And then I was already taking Wednesdays off, so now I'm taking a couple days off. And, you know, it's fine. Sometimes, at least in my business, if you give too many openings, it gets really messy. Like, kind of, like if I take a day away, it seems to consolidate a little more. Like, I can do more in 4 days than I could in 5 days, if you know what I mean. Like, the appointments just get a little scattered, and so, you know, everything's been good. But really, you know, if an opportunity now, as a guy that's the only guy providing income, and I don't say that in any way, I'm the leader, right? I'm the leader, I'm the guy. But like, if an opportunity comes where I can make some extra money now, I don't know, it's kind of energized me in a way. So I did work yesterday. I did a couple clients. And then, we went to the pool. We got the kids and went to the pool and hung out and cooked some burgers and had my dad over. And it was just it was everything that we are looking for when it comes to trying to be a one-income family. And, you know, my dad came over and we hung out and watched some news and just, you know, very grateful. You know, very, very, very grateful. And, you know, it's tough out there right now with the price of everything that's going up. And, you know, but what I was telling my dad is I think if you look at the big picture of, like, you know, kind of what's, I don't want to say what they're painting for us because, you know, whatever. But if you just take a look at the picture, obviously gas is going up. The price of things have gone up. You know, a lot of people want to say that you know, the cost of things have gone up. Really, I think what a lot of businesses are paying for is employees. So that is really, it used to be tough to give it an extra dollar, but can you imagine doubling some wages? So I think that's really where the struggle is, which is, you know, I totally get it. But, you know, watching the news of my dad and just kind of, you know, thinking about it, just really, really blessed today to be where we are. And, you know, one of the things about podcasting for us, at least, is that we're always looking for someone to sponsor or, you know, partner up with us. And we had a potential partner to do some podcasting commercials or a commercial on one of our podcasts. And, you know, it was kind of a big deal. I mean, it's a big deal especially for a guy like me who doesn't believe. You know, my first thought is I'm no good, right? I'm never going to succeed, yada, yada, yada. And then once I push through that one, I say, hey, listen, you know, I really can do anything I want because, you know, we're sober. So we took the kids to the pool yesterday and then went by this local business. And, you know, this is it's a big local business. So, you know, they probably have quite a bit of revenue. And so I was like, I don't even know what to ask for as far as advertising. I mean, we've been working at it. I've been working at it. And so someone's like, oh, just go big. You know, what are they going to do? I was like, all right. So we didn't go big, but we definitely gave a number that I was a little afraid to slide across the table, so to speak, you know, on the paper, you know, that slides. And then I didn't hear anything. I did not hear anything. And so I had texted the person who is a friend of mine and didn't hear anything. And I was like, immediately, I'm like, oh, shit, what have I done? You know, I asked for too big of a number. I've bothered them. One day I saw her at the grocery store and I was chatting with her about advertising. And so that night I was laying in bed. I'm like, I shouldn't have brought that up. You know, that's her personal time, right? This isn't business at the grocery store. I should have brought it up. I started beating myself up over it. I'm like, idiot, you know? And finally, I've sent one last text, and I'm like, listen, this will be the last text because I feel like I'm starting to become a nuisance. I hope I haven't upset you in any way, you know, but just letting you know that I'm here if you want to discuss it. She texts back immediately, of course. Oh, my God, I'm sorry. It's been my birthday. And I knew that. It was her birthday all week. And she's been busy, and you know, it's kind of a busy time. It's summer, right? So she's like, of course, stop by. Let's meet on Monday. And I was like, oh, my God, thank you very much. And, We went and met at. She said, "Come by her office at 3:00." So we took the kids to the pool, and then went by her office at 3:00 and went in. And she was like, "Oh my God, thank you so much, absolutely," and decided to sponsor the podcast for a decent amount of money. You know, for a decent amount of money. And my goal, I think I've shared before that, you know, my goal is to try to hire somebody. You know, the podcast that we do, this podcast that I do is just, you know, a chat. But, you know, the other podcast that we do is the Robo Social, which is promoting small businesses for free. We don't charge or anything. We just have people on. They chat for an hour, learn about their business, learn about them, and, you know, move on. You know, how you doing? Keep it moving. But, you know, we're trying. We're working at it, right? And I'd love to hire someone so we can help promote on social media a little better and just do some of the more professional kind of things that kind of go on with this type of business. And, you know, it was just a big deal. And I was just amazed. And when I got back to the car, my wife's like, "Did they say no?" And I go, "No, they said yes." And she goes, "Oh my God." And she goes, I used to always say this. I say it all the time, and I say it in different versions, but I'm like, you know, as long as we're sober, babe, we can do whatever we want.
I gave away my secret to a talkative man. Left me on a corner with an empty hand. Feeling low, nowhere to go. Money for a ticket to ride. Took the wrong stop, sat down on the side of the road. Nowhere to go. I called up my father. Said, "What have I done? I need resolution. Somewhere to run." He said, "In your shoes, just another day, got to pay your dues. Hard times won't be your last. Trust me when I say this too. Shall pass."
I got a new board and I can mute myself now, and I just muted myself and forgot to turn myself back on. My wife was in shock that we got like advertising money. And I mean, I wasn't in shock. I don't believe, and that's not the first person that's given us advertising money, but I wasn't in shock that we got advertising money. But I was in shock, I guess I should say. I mean, like I was telling my dad last night, I go, "Listen, the whole world, you know, is really, it feels weird and challenging and the prices and everything." But I told my dad last night, I said, "Listen, if we handle each situation, really, life right now is like sobriety for me. I mean, it's really moment to moment, minute by minute. You know, if I look back and step back and look at the whole picture, I can find a sweet spot in there that creates a lot of fear and anxiety. You know, how are we going to make it? The price of everything has gone crazy. But we, you know, I know for us, we evolve, right? We figure it out. And I was telling my dad, we will figure this out, you know? It may get uncomfortable, right? There was a time where, you know, we used to do a lot of things on our own. And, you know, when times are good, we can hire people to do some of these things, like wash our cars and cook us food and mow our lawns and power wash our houses and, you know, clean our gutters and cut our hair. You know, my business isn't completely safe. I mean, at some point, if things do get tight, you know, we may lose clients over it. I think that, but as times are good, those are the things we get to do. And then as times become less good, right, times aren't as great, you know, we have to revert to doing some of the things. I have to revert to doing some of the things that I didn't used to pay people to do. And I think I shared about this the other day. You know, we're having to wash cars. And there are things that I can cut back on, or there are things that I can do more like washing a car. And, you know, I apologize to the local car wash. You know, on this one, we got to take a hit on this one. Sorry. But, you know, if I can wash our cars, that saves us some money. If I can cook us food, it can save us some money. If I can mow our own lawn, it can save us some money. And now, if you do all those things already and you're struggling, well, I'm not sure what to say. You know, I do cut my own lawn. I usually, you know, washing cars is up in the air for me, but, you know, I won't hesitate to stop and get my car washed, but I probably do it like every 2 months. I'm not a big get my car washed kind of guy all the time, but, you know, but my point to my dad was, listen, you know, each moment we take and we deal with it and figure it out and we make changes and we, you know, give and take and figure out ways that we can still survive. And that's what we're doing. You know, maybe we would eat out a little more in the past. You know, now we're not eating out, or we'll split a meal, or like if, you know, if the kids, you know, like tonight on Tuesdays, we usually go to Chick-fil-A because my kids like Chick-fil-A and I usually work late and I usually stop and grab it. You know, I probably won't get a sandwich tonight. You know, not that that's a big deal. Like, what is a sandwich? A few bucks? I don't know, $5. Not that it's a big deal, but if it's like small ways, that way we can still, the kids get to eat out, Chick-fil-A gets a little bit of revenue, and I look like a hero, but I can also, you know, skip the part. You know, they wanted McDonald's the other day, and I was like, all right. Actually, they wanted cheesesteaks from this restaurant. They actually wanted cheesesteaks from a gas station. And the cheesesteaks are actually very good, but they are not cheap. So I was like, all right, I guess I can pick that up. And went there, something had happened, they couldn't turn on their grill. Cheesesteaks were not available that day, so the next option was McDonald's. And I was like, oh, okay, I guess. Well, I don't want to eat McDonald's, but, you know, my daughter wanted it, my wife wanted it, my son wanted it. So I said, all right. So I went to McDonald's. And I can tell you right now, I've never been treated so badly by a restaurant. And not mean or aggressive, just, you know, I know in my business, this is a time of my business's life that I need to really be kind. I need to really have gratitude. I need to be pleasant. I need to provide a pleasant experience because, listen, you know, if people are going through a list of things that they can cut out of their lives, you know, the frowny guy at the hair salon could be one of them. So I'm really paying attention to my attitude and my spirit and, you know, definitely not trying to get in any arguments, you know, any hot topics. And, you know, I went to the local McDonald's and I know the owner and he's a nice guy, but wow, I had never been treated so poorly. No thank you, no hello, no anything. You know, I walk up, he's like, what do you want? What do you want? I was like, oh, okay, this is what we're going to do here. And, you know, I did it, but I'm not going back. Not going back there. Food sucked anyway, and the people treated us like crap. So, you know what? You're out. And that's how it is. You know, you've got to, or I have got to, and I also sort of have to be a little more open-minded. You know, I don't need to test everybody. You know, everything isn't a test now. I don't need to be a victim of this. And, you know, I wanted to talk a little bit about, you know, the seventh step. You know, my buddy Matt used to say, this is where we stop being a victim. And humbly asked him to remove our shortcomings. Humbly asked him. You know, when I remember a long time ago, my ex-wife and I we'd gone to see a Pearl Jam up in New York to Madison Square Garden. And somebody had suggested that we park off of the turnpike somewhere, I think exit like 12 or 13, like way the hell up there, and then ride the train in. And we're like, okay, that sounds smart. That way we don't have to pay for parking. We don't have to get into the city, yada, yada, yada. This is like in 2000. And we are lost, and we are fighting. We are bickering, yelling, and screaming, and we're both victims of the moment, both victims of each other because of the, you know, just trying not to fight about directions. I think we all have gotten into those little bits of those heated conversations about directions. And so we're in the car, we're yelling and screaming, and then this guy walks by, and we're those people that are like, hi, excuse us. You know, like all of a sudden, we were able to change our attitude and change our behavior because we needed something, right? We needed something. We needed information. And so we're like, hey, how you doing? We were just wondering, you know, where are we, how we get here, whatever, you know. And the guy's like, oh, yeah. And then, you know, he walks away, and then we're like, oh, see, I told you, you know. It's like this moment where we found humility. And if we hadn't changed our behavior, if we hadn't found the humility to shut up and put on a smile and a kind voice to a guy walking by, he wouldn't have told us, right? If we're acting like, or if we would continue to act crazy, he'd have been like, oh my God, and just gone away from these people. And it wasn't that bad, but the point was that when we finally needed something, when we had lost all hope finding where we needed to go, we were able to shut our mouths, change our attitudes, put on a smile, and ask a person walking by, hey, do you know how to get here? And it's kind of like, you know, there's this change. I finally got to the meeting. I didn't go to the meeting last week. Finally got to the meeting this week. And, you know, it was great to get to the meeting. I love the meeting. But, you know, it was a reminder because, you know, I had taken on sort of a commitment for that meeting to lead the meeting. And there was a guy that had been leading it, and he was like, no one's coming to the meeting, and I'm burned out. And I was like, fine, I'll take over the meeting. So I was leading the meeting. We had made some changes. And then another gentleman who I guess, you know, I don't know where you live, but here we have people that live here for the summer, and then they go to Florida for the winter, you know, snowbird kind of people. And this guy he had been in Florida all winter and finally showed back up, and then he kind of wanted to take back over the meeting. So he shows up the other day, and he's like kind of giving me a bunch of shit. And I was like, dude, I am just, you know, I'm just volunteering, you know, I'm just trying to help. This meeting was really having a low point, and I stepped in. I was like, hey, let me lead the meeting for a while. My buddy had done it for a while. I said, let me take care of it for a while. There was no agenda sort of for the meeting. There was nothing to read. So I had some stuff made, something, you know, if you ever go to a meeting and you sit up front, there's usually sort of a paper that you can, you know, preamble and kind of go through the meeting and gives you a little bit of a guide. And him and I, he showed up one day and was like, it was funny. I had to miss that meeting. The first meeting I had missed, it was his first week back. And so he looked at this agenda that I had created, and he just, I think he felt like I was coming in trying to take over his meeting. And I wasn't. I was just trying to, I need for a person like me, I need a little bit of a system. I can't just go free willy-nilly all over the place because it doesn't, I don't do well like that. And plus, if somebody wants to sit down and lead the meeting one week or I'm not there, of course, you know, one day I won't be there or whatever. You know, there's an agenda, something to follow. He didn't really like the agenda. He didn't like the word group. It was some, and all good points, right? You know, I tend to do this program as much as I'm comfortable with, right? But then I get to a point where I'm really not interested, so I just kind of play dumb. But apparently, you can't be a group, like, you can't, if you're a group and you're listed as a group, then you get like a number that you can send money to, AA. It's a whole thing. But if you're, unless you have that number, you can't call yourself a group. You can call yourself a meeting. Well, I had this guy print out this paper, you know, for the agenda. And at the top, he wrote, you know, Friday night group or something. And so he's like, you can't call a group. I'm like, I didn't call a group. I'm just here to help. I'm just trying to do my best. So him and I kind of got a weird, rough start. And then last week I missed because my wife and I went and did something. And then I was there this week. And he's like, hey, man, how are you? And I was like, good. He's like, I'll be leading the meeting tonight. And I was like, okay. You know, like all my feelings all of a sudden got hurt, you know. Isn't that funny? Like we complain about doing something and then when we lose the the privilege of doing it, then we're all pissed. And I wasn't complaining, but it is kind of, if you ever have gone to like a small meeting, like where one or two or three people show up, it's a little grindy, but it was fine. But apparently, you know, whatever. So he led the meeting, and I have to say, man, I started the meeting off with a little bit of a fucking attitude. I was a little bit of a victim. I was moping around a little bit, and I was thinking to myself in my own head that this guy's going to do a shitty job. And I was just like, you know, I'm laying in this whole big shit show, and it's going through my head, and I'm just kind of letting it run. And how quickly I've become this, like, victim, right? You know, there's no rules. I was never assigned permanently this position. But, man, take it away. And, boy, I become a bit of a victim. And I didn't have any humility. And I sat there in my self-centeredness, because that's honestly what it is. It's all self right there. Poor me. Doesn't he know I do a better job? Da-da-da-da, whatever. And I'm sitting there, and I'm kind of wallowing in it and still wallowing. The meeting finally gets going. Oh, and then there's a person that's coming to the meeting. He says, we're going to wait a couple minutes because sometimes traffic is bad. So he's like, we're going to wait a couple minutes until so-and-so is here because I know he's on his way. And so we're like a couple minutes into the meeting and we're just sitting there and I'm going, you can't do this. This is that old, same old shit. This is that same devilly bullshit that comes creeping into my life when shit gets weird. That starts undermining me. And I, at one point, said, I'm not coming back to this meeting. I'm like, what? I'm only going to one meeting a week, and now I'm trying to talk myself out of not even going to this meeting. And it was just, and it was all happening before my eyes. And I was like, what's going on here? And then our buddy showed up, and then we started the meeting, and then a couple people had shared, and then I finally decided I would share. And it was just a really, really, really good meeting. And after I finished sharing, I said, and by the way, thanks for sitting in front, you know, thank you. And I am grateful because he did do a good job. And I'm just a spoiled brat. Or I don't know, I'm just a brat. I don't know if I'm spoiled. I'm just, you know, it's a fucking field of landmines. And I swear to God, you just when I think I have it kind of figured out, I step on one. Sometimes they're little, sometimes they're big, but I step on one. And I'm just kind of like, oh, man, does this shit ever end? And I don't think it does. It just constantly keeps coming at you. And it seems like, you know, it hits me at some of my worst times when I'm at my weakest. And when I'm at my weakest is usually when I'm doing the best in my own head, which is kind of strange. I feel in my brain that I am doing great, but that just means I'm farther and farther away from that last drink or that last memory or that last moment that really made me re-decide that I have got to make sure that I'm working a decent program. And this step seven, you know, humbly asked him to remove our shortcomings. What is humility? And I know I read this the other day. Bear with me, I'm reading it again. What is humility? You know, I'm watching a lot of big science, you know, person, and I'm not a scientist. I just love science, and I've been watching a lot of podcasts lately about, you know, dark matter and energy and negative energy and science, right? It's all, but then there's conscience, right? Your conscience. And, you know, it's hard to explain conscience. It's very hard. It's because, you know, in my mind, it's all spirituality. It's all kind of like a higher power kind of stuff. And I'm not sure, you know, these mathematicians want to put a calculation on it. And I don't, and it's hard to calculate. But it says, what is humility? And to me, what is humility? And this is just my opinion, but humility is God. Okay? God, a group of gods, a lifestyle of God, you know, just the person that helps, a helpful, less self-centered person. All right. What is humility? What can it mean to us? The avenue to true freedom of the human spirit. That's awesome. What is humility? What can it mean to us? The avenue to true freedom of the human spirit. Necessary aid to survival. Value of ego puncturing. Failure and misery transformed by humility. Strength from weakness. Pain is the admission price to new life. Self-centered fear, chief activator of defects. Step 7 is a change in attitude which permits us to remove out ourselves towards God. Yeah. You know, it, like Matt said, it's when we stop being a victim. You know, I was always a victim. Right, everybody else's fault. Why the why? If this is happening to me, it's got to be somebody else did it. Like I had no, I couldn't take any responsibility for any of my actions. Zero accountability. And when you live like that, or when I live like that, I'm a victim. Right? You know, I don't know if I talked about it on the podcast, but my daughter, who's 9, you know, when you're 9 in this world today with parents like we are, you know, kids get a lot of stuff. Right. They just get a lot of stuff, and they get a lot of freedom, and they're always using their electronic devices. And I was talking to somebody the other day, and he goes, you know, we try to limit our kids to 5 hours of screen time. And I was like, 5 hours? Wow. I go, I remember when it was like a half hour, right? But that's reality. Kids are on their screens. But kids get a lot, and they have the whole world, right? And they really don't struggle with much. And my daughter's like, you know, I hate my life. And I was like, you know, why? And she goes, I just hate it. And she doesn't have any clue. She doesn't even know what life is, right? Her life is basically, I want this. Will I get it? Will I not get it? If I get it, I love you. If I don't get it, my life sucks, right? And that's how I was when I was a kid. You know, as long as things were going my way, I was great. As soon as things stopped going my way, I hated it. I hated life, and I was a victim. And this, to me, was the biggest change, miracle, surprise. You know, I was shocked when I started to understand the balance between humility and self-centeredness. And, you know, it starts in this, you know, it starts in this making a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Make a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves, our morals. You know, this is what we're trying to fix. We're not, you know, I kicked the car and put a dent in it, and that's not part of the list, but, you know, didn't get my way, ego got upset, you know, what was behind it, but, you know, these are morals. And it says, and then step 5, admit it to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. That is a big deal. That is a big deal. And that to me is when I did this step correctly, it really opened up a door for me. And I cannot stop thinking about the balance between self and humility. You know? And then step 6, we're entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Yeah. So when I first read that, I'm thinking, okay, God's going to remove them. God's going to take them. He's like, it's like having a tooth taken out. God's taking something out. And what I learned is that that's not what it is for me. You know, I have to be willing. You know, it's like, I don't even know how to dumb it down, but it's, you know, it's if I want, you know, like, for instance, getting advertising money from a company, you know, that's that I was really afraid of. And to my wife's point, I said, listen, you know, people that are basically living a decent life are of value, right? You know, it's so it's such a struggle now. So many people, I think, out there struggle with drugs and other things, but definitely with alcohol. But to find people that are just kind of like living normal lives has become so valuable these days. And, you know, you don't realize it. You know, I don't, you know, my wife is like, you know, almost feeling like we are special. And I go, we're just not drinking and drugging, right? We're just showing up. We're working hard. We're working at our jobs. We're spending time with our family. But that's it. We're not doing anything, you know, super special. We're just normal people. And, you know, normal's pretty awesome. But it isn't until, you know, we can take a whole look at the whole picture. And that's kind of what I was saying to my dad yesterday. I mean, as long as we take each moment and just handle it one moment at a time, we will get through this. But, you know, for me, I have to try to live the best life I can. And when I'm trying to live the best life I can, usually to do that, you got to have some humility, right? You can't live a life only serving me and expect good results. You have to give and take. And, you know, it's, but in the humbly asked him to remove our shortcomings. That is a big deal. And I love that. Oh shit. This podcast went long. Hey, I thought I just sat down and chat. Hope it made any sense. I don't know. It's fun. Humility, live like God. You know, I still try to live my life in the meaning or in the way, like if Matt was watching, you know, Matt passed away, and I try to, you know, he's not God, but, you know, I try to think if he is watching, if he really does see what I'm doing, I want to try to do the best that I can. All right. Anyway, have a great day. Bye.